imposter syndrome.
Good evening. It's your host, Billent Mert.
And I'm Enid Mert, and good morning.
And we're here with back with What Defunct.
We're here, exactly. You did that. Was perfect.
Thank you, darling.
You're absolutely welcome, dear. What Defunct?
The only podcast in coming at you from
the northeast part of central Wisconsin.
Northeast central Wisconsin's only podcast.
Yeah. We're the only ones out here.
And we're here to assess your defunct goods, such as antiques.
Objects.
Objects.
Furniture.
All your lost, where the lost toys go.
Where the lost toys go. Things you can't get open. You don't have the key for them anymore. That's things what that we want to see.
Things that are rusted over.
Rusted.
Got a little bit of water.
A little bit of
water
gunk.
Damage.
Yeah. Old shoes from a war and you don't know what they are, but you know they belong to someone who fought in a war.
Our war medals we really like to find.
Ooh.
Those aren't so much as defunct as they are, treasures of the modern age.
That's exactly right. And we sort of specialize in, treasures of the modern age.
Treasures, hun.
Sure. Thanks, Billent.
You got it, Enid, darling.
Now, dear, we, of course, are married, have been for, quite a long
32 years.
32 years. So we know, we more or less know how each other's doing, but, why don't you tell the folks at home how you're doing? How's everything been going for you? It's rough out there, Billent.
It is. And, we're both immune compromised, or so they tell us.
Big time. They keep telling us, really.
And as you know, they do keep telling us over. It's like, we know, all right.
We know, we know.
We know.
We know.
So,
we get
as you know, dear listener there and out in Wisconsin, don't roll your eyes at me.
I would never.
You did?
No, I wouldn't. I didn't. I'm sorry. I got the cataract.
Cataract, hon.
Cataract.
All right. So, as you all know, you can drop off your defunct items down at the Star on Main Street.
Star on Main.
The Star on Main.
That's right.
And that's where we leave the items to quarantine for about 14 days.
We don't touch them. Yeah, that's right.
And then we do touch them, and we touch them on the podcast.
All over.
And tell you with our voices what our hands are seeing.
That's you've never said that way before, Billen, but that actually sounds really good.
Ah, oh, thanks, darling.
Yeah, you're welcome, dear.
As you asked how... How I'm doing.
Sorry, I was just practicing my pitches.
Well, remember the pitch pipe from World War One we found?
Yeah, World War One. It's somewhere over here. It's huge. It's huge.
It's the biggest pitch pipe you ever saw.
Biggest pitch pipe you ever saw.
And she's really taken to it, taken to singing this here quarantine.
Well, welcome. I'm just trying to, maybe I'll treat the listeners to a little song.
She's trying to learn the Northeast Central Wisconsin's
anthem.
Anthem. Exactly. The anthem.
Oh.
Welcome.
I'll do it at the end. I'll do it at the end.
The end of the podcast. The end of the podcast.
Yeah. How are you doing? Billet, my love, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Well, other than being compromised my whole year here, I feel so compromised. I am doing okay. I got a new flannel. I got a new flannel. Yeah.
You did. I kept giving you flannels for holidays. And you were like,
"This
one,
cold.
This one doesn't fit. That one doesn't fit." And I was like, "Well, go buy your own."
And I bought my own, and it fits like a glove.
You started by wearing it as a glove.
Well, I have a couple pairs of flannel gloves. I got confused.
Which is very, very sexy, dear.
It's not so sexy when I've got the... You know, Enid still makes me blush after all these years.
Oh, come on.
If I wear those flannel gloves on a date or something, I get my palms start sweating and I really just muck them up. Disgusting.
It's disgusting. Oh my gosh. We can't even... Ugh, I feel like I could throw up.
How are you doing, Enid? Before that. Before that.
Before that.
You can do it, hun.
Before that. I know. I just get so... Oh, I just love you so much. I just want to make sure you're okay all the time, you know? You know?
Yeah. And that's your problem is you're so...
That's my problem.
You forget about yourself.
Yeah, but me, Enid, how am I doing?
Meaned.
Meaned. Meaned myself and Enid. Enid.
Well, our daughter's name is Enid.
That's absolutely right. May God rest her soul.
R.I.P. Our lost. She was compromised in the worst way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she absolutely was. Absolutely was. It's hard. It's really hard. But we put it behind us where it's... Been a really long time.
We smile through it and we move forward. Enid, how the hell are ya?
Oh, I'm doing all right, you know.
No, I don't.
I've been watching all these, you know, old filmed Irish plays, you know.
Yeah, I do know. I see you doing that around the house.
Yeah, and so I feel like I'm kind of getting caught up in a bit of an... There's some sort of maybe an Irish thing that's sneaking into my... My everyday lilt.
Which is fine. Absolutely. And it's in your blood, so I think, you know, you're seeing it and feeling it.
I think I'm really feeling it.
You're watching a lot of, what is it, Sean O'Casey?
Sean O'Casey and all the other boys in the, you know, in the game. The Boys Game. I've been watching a lot of the show The Boys Game.
And that's the one where they're Irish in that?
They're Irish rugby, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you gotta keep yourself occupied, you know, these days. You know, there's not much to do, so you gotta, you know, while you sell your stuff. C-R-A-P, I was gonna say. Yeah, I know, we try not to curse on the show, so let's see how that goes. So I've just been, you know, I've just kind of been watching my boys playing their game.
Your boys and the drama that surrounds it. Oh, I can't stand the drama.
Oh my gosh, I can't stand it, I tell ya. I love it. I love it.
Not your thing. We do have to give a shout out to our nephew, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
He's the one, he's set us up, and he named the podcast. He set us up with the podcast.
He's the one.
Sure, we do get we do get paid.
Absolutely.
He's got us set up on eBay. So we can sell these antiques from our shop down on Main and still keep business up and running. And people are still interested, even during times like these.
They need their stuff. People love stuff. They love sharing it, showing it, talking about it. And also, especially recently, because we have a real big problem. Can I just say... Billant,
go ahead.
We have a really big problem with people like, you know, Marie Kondo, you know.
She's really the enemy here.
It's, you know, the answer, the solution is not throwing things away. Unless it's giving it to the store for us to collect.
Exactly.
But we have the collection shaming that's been happening. And the hoard shaming that's been happening on television and just the news
You've
media.
You've been hard shamed. You are a victim of hard shaming and you deserve as much stuff as you want.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. No. You know, that's it.
We talked about this before, but you know, if you are into Marie Kondo and your place, your condo, you wanna get rid of your stuff. If you have anything that looks kind of interesting or valuable, or you know, even historic,
even
defunct, in any way, why not say, hey, what defunct? I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up to North Central Wisconsin, and Northeast Central Wisconsin.
You're so good about incorporating the title into your vocabulary. It's like it rolls right off your tongue.
Well, I'm not able to. We don't curse around here.
No.
But it's kind of as close as I can get. Feels a little bit like living. A
little bit. You feel just want to feel something, huh? You just want to feel something.
I don't know about all that. Anyway.
Anyways. What do you say? I mean, should we take a quick, if you have to go to the little boys' room or whatever, and then maybe, we come back and we review, we look at some items here?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back and we'll look at some items.
What the fuck is that? Welcome back to the show. Folks, I hope you had a little snack break or something. I'm Eden. Enid Mert.
You almost forgot your name there, huh?
I almost messed it up. But the syllables, the letters are very similar.
Yeah.
Kinda. Who can blame? You can't blame. Can you blame me, Billent?
No, I can't. And I'm Billent. Welcome back. Hope you, hello.
Emptied out and now you're welcome back. You're back now.
Enid, I don't know why you're so concerned with what the listeners do on the break. It's their time.
No. I just want to make sure everybody is where they need to be. I want to make sure everyone is comfortable and listening and not is done with whatever business they had to take care of.
You know, I think they can just pause it.
Nah, well, yeah.
Yeah, they can, Enid.
Yeah, no, they can. No, I know they can, but I just want to, just as a...
They could pause it right now and go pee.
Please
their business,
isn't
it?
Please don't. Folks, don't pause it. Don't pause it. Don't pause it.
You can't control them, Enid.
Don't.
That's how it is.
And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes the truth hurts.
I'm not trying to hurt you, darling.
Well, just in a good way. In a way that I'm learning,
Okay.
I don't know.
The first item here. Somebody dropped this off 14 days ago.
a fortnight ago.
It's been sitting there.
Yeah, it's been sitting out, which I hope is okay for it.
It does seem to have some kind of a temperature agreement need. It's a bit of an ice cream.
It seems like a bit of an ice cream, yeah. So, and what do we look, what do we, it's, a dusty pint.
It's a dusty pint. It's made of metal. And it does look like it's got kind of a self-adhesive quality to it.
Oh, yeah. It's like stuck together. It's sort of, yeah, sort of a DIY.
Yeah, it kind of looks, if I were to get creative here, Enid, it looks
and
like.
Somebody
took a pint of Breyers ice cream or whatever, mm-hmm. and dipped that carton into like a wet metal,
mm-hmm.
let it sit and kind of almost like a art piece, like a structure made of sculpture.
A structure made of sculpture. Looking at it, Bill, that's like kind of exactly how I would describe it.
Yeah.
Now, should we open it up and take a look inside?
Well, it's what we're here to do, I guess.
Let's pop it open. Let's see sort of what's going on in there.
I've got my toolkit as well, so.
Yeah, and use all your but don't go too hard because
never
what happens.
Never.
No. Never. Except the first time, and that's why.
All right. Let's go ahead and try to to pop it open.
And I'll step back. Oh, ow, sorry, I hadn't stepped back yet.
Sorry. Oh, are you okay?
Oh, God, you got my toe there. That's okay, I'm all the way back here now.
Sorry, you shouldn't be wearing open-toed shoes here in the workshop.
No, I know, I shouldn't take them off, so it's too late. So why don't you just bang the thing open?
All right, I'm trying. Hand me that.
Well, try harder. Which hand you what?
Hand me the wrench.
Okay, here you go. Let me grab it.
And the crowbar.
Oh, my, let me go back. Okay, here you go. Yeah. Let's see.
All Ooh. Right. I'm going to try.
Ow!
Get back, Enid.
Ow! You got my elbow. How did you get my elbow? I'm sorry. Okay,
oh,
go.
It, oh, it's open. Here we go. I feel it. Oh, it's open. Oh, oh. It's open.
Oh! Oh! The smell. Oh! I mean, should we have to taste it still, honey, don't we? Oh. We have to taste it. We have to taste it.
Enid, why are you saying we have to taste it?
Because we said we gotta follow through. We gotta make sure. Maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's one of those things that smells horrible but tastes really good.
Like what else, Enid?
Like a cheese.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it's might a cheesy cheese ice cream. Here. What?
I was just agreeing with you. It might be a cheese here.
Might be a cheese here. Do you want to? And just try, Bill, and just try it.
You try it first, Enid.
I don't want to try. Okay, I'll try it. Okay, will you try it right after me? You promise?
I sure. You know.
Okay, here I go.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it's so vile. It's vile.
It's a bit green, isn't it?
Yeah, Enid. It's a bit green, isn't it? Enid.
A bit green, Enid.
Isn't it?
I needed something else, but I got Enid.
Thanks, babe.
Darling, what's it taste like?
Got it down. I got it down. It tastes like, oh gosh. I mean, it does have a cheesy funk to it for sure.
What defunct?
But it's also definitely lime.
Oh, a key lime or
it's like a key lime, a cheesy lime.
So a key lime kind of dairy product.
Yeah, key lime cheesecake maybe, but doesn't. I don't feel very good.
Gimme.
And here you try.
You know we are known for our cheese here in Wisconsin.
We are. So I know a good from a bad, a stinker from a.
From a dinker. Yeah.
From a dinker.
Classic dinker.
Big dinker.
Give me the metal structure.
Here you go. You can have it. It's between us. You can just grab it.
All right. Here I go. Key lime.
Here he goes.
Ready to go.
See, now you know what it is, so that's helpful.
Thank you, Enid, for being the pioneer here.
Absolutely, dear. It's 1,000 years of work at play here.
Oh, 1,000 years of work. All right, let's taste it.
Oh,
didn't have quite the trouble you had. I'm very pleased.
Are you taking another bite?
Mm.
Oh my gosh, you love Billent. You love it. Oh, you're eating it up like a little pig.
Oink oink. I get off on this kind of thing.
I know, dear. I know. I have my little curly tail in the drawer.
Piggly wiggly. All right, well, now we know what this is. It's kind of an old ice cream.
Yeah, so it's old ice cream. Okay, great. Well, look, you ate it all, so I guess that's not really of any use to us anymore. All right, well, that's great. That's really great.
You know, we're going to go ahead and put this on eBay, have our...
We'll put it on eBay.
Brian to do it, but I...
Well, yeah, we'll have Ryan do the eBay.
If you know anything about, you know, old ice cream cartons, containers... If
Ben
were,
Jerry, if you're out there.
Ben and Jerry, if you're out there, give us a call. You were supposed to come over last weekend.
Yeah, our neighbor's Ben.
And our neighbor Jerry.
And our neighbor Jerry. You know, come hang out with us. We want to hang out.
They're saying something about not wanting to get close for some reason. And, you know, we just want to sit down and share a meal.
We don't stink no more.
Face to face. Excuse me, ain't it? All right. You want to pull out the next item?
Yes, I'm going to pull up the next object. I'm going to pull out the next object. Object. Object.
Wisconsin. We're in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. No, I know. I'm just saying object. I just love saying the word object.
I know, but you kind of had one of your moments there.
No, I know. I kind of had a bit of a lapse, but that's okay. Doctor said that's fine. That happens.
Only slightly compromised.
Yeah. No, slightly. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so here's the next object. Are you ready, Billent?
I, Enid, I've been ready since the day I looked in your eyes and said I do.
Oh, but not before that. Very interesting.
No, no, no.
It sort of clicked right on the day.
I looked in your eyes into those milky cataracts and I said, I do. And it all clicked.
And I was like, oh, thank God you said it. Wow. All right. So here's the next object. This looks to me, and tell me what you think Billen, but this looks to me to be an old mobile, like for a child that you hang above a bed.
Absolutely. It looks like something we would have put, you know, above our dear Enid's crib.
Yeah.
God willing.
If she, of course, didn't, you know, of course.
If she didn't, yeah, exactly.
If she didn't, of course, you know.
Now, what do you think that's made of? What does that feel like to you?
So this looks like, it's very fragile, looks like.
Sure.
Wisconsin. And, but I'm curious what the sort of characters in this mobile are, what the objects themselves actually are representing, because they look a little intense.
They almost look like, you know, Steamboat Willie style Mickey Mouse caricatures.
Absolutely they do.
Maybe I'm kind of getting the feeling here, Enid, that this is a balsam.
Do you think this is a balsam? Be careful now. Be careful.
Very fragile, you know.
It'll snap.
Almost styrofoam like.
Oh, careful, don't. Oh, then you gotta be careful.
I've got big man hands.
Oh, your hands are huge.
In proportionate to my body.
Yeah, you're a short fit. And look, we don't want to go too much into what we look like, dear listener, because, you know, we leave it up to you to sort of decide what we think you look like.
No, what like, you think we look like.
What? Yes. Oh, thank you.
But Enid's as tall as the day is long, and I'm
very tall.
And I'm shorter than a stump after an oak met its demise. You know.
But you are thick, honey.
Well, thick as a stump after an oak met its demise.
Okay, you don't have to.
But my hands, they'll do some damage. Right, baby?
And you're absolutely right there. You're so right. So what do we think this is, a toy for a sort of a savage child?
I don't think we're supposed to use that exact word in there.
Oh,
anymore here.
No. I mean.
Go ahead. Spit it out.
Of course. No, well, I just sort of mean, you know, for someone, let me actually really think about what
Not to interrupt you there, Enid.
Please,
okay. Well,
please!
The other day I was learning, for once. You know, I crack a book every once in a while. I know.
No, come on. You have a doctorate.
I do. in children's play. And I was reading a book.
The Art of Play. Yeah.
Published by, you know, one of my contemporaries in the field.
Sure.
He had, made his doctorate when they write the big long book at the end. To get
his
degree.
Dissertation.
Exactly. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah.
And I was reading his, Jesus.
That? Okay.
I was reading his dissertation and I learned a bit about play back in the 30s and here in America.
Oh.
Now, while this mobile, what have you, looks to be about from the 30s or 40s.
Yeah, I think.
It was kind of not really heard of to give toys to kids. It was kind of, you know, what were toys? They didn't really exist yet. So this maybe was one of the first toys because before 1939, kids were only given two things, silverware and dirt.
And dirt. That's right. That's absolutely right.
That's all they needed.
It's all they needed. So maybe this is sort of a little bit of a toy. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this would make a really nice decoration in our home.
Above the kitchen table?
Above the kitchen table, and we just sort of ding, 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 you know, or it doesn't make that sound probably, but, you know, you just play around with it. I don't know. I just feel a certain certain attachment to this piece, personally. Ooh,
do ya?
I do. I'm feeling something really, really strong from this old Walt Disney sort of balsam.
You do seem to be attached to the Donald Duck type figure here, who looks
Can't stop rubbing. I can't stop sort of feeling it. Yeah,
you
got to
be careful though. Like we said, it's very fragile.
It is very fragile. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to touch it too much. I don't know what it is about Donald.
What about, do you feel the same thing about this kind of, I guess this would be a Pluto maybe, you know, it's a photorealistic dog.
Looks like a dog, and there's only one, I mean, Goofy's technically a dog, but he can walk on two legs and wears clothes.
Right, but you know, things were different back then with the Walt Disney franchise. Maybe this a Goofy or a Pluto. We can't really know.
This could be maybe it's a prototype. Maybe it's a prototype for one of the earlier films.
Oh, maybe it is. I'm not sure what you mean there.
Well, just a storyboard. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know either.
Oh, like rather than, you know, merch or something, merchandise, it could be something used to create the cartoon itself before it existed.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, if that adds value, then absolutely I'm putting that in the description.
Well, you know, Enid, if you would like to keep this in the house, I'd be okay with that, and there would be no description. We could just, you know, describe it in our own words every night at dinner.
I love it. Oh, you promise every night?
Every night, Enid. That's how much I love you.
Oh my gosh. That means so much. Brings a little tear to my cataract.
Oh, how are...
Okay, what? Well, it's fine. I can barely see you, dear, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't need to look... Who else do I need to see, you know?
Is that a rhetorical?
No. Yes, it was. I just had to take a deep breath because I'm having a bit of a moment, which is okay.
Oh, dear.
Do we want to do another... some more things, or do we not? How are we doing?
You're saying you have a moment, you're tearing up, and I'm
having a bit of a moment.
I think, you know, maybe we plow forward and we do we do another object and then we'll go to a break and just make sure you're kind of all put together.
Okay, I'm going to ride it.
The best thing to do, exactly, ride it. Go with the flow. The best thing to do is just kind of keep going and not quit.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we've obviously got a third object here.
Yes, we do.
Let's see.
Here we go.
I'll pick it up. Oh. It looks to be a bit heavy.
Yes, absolutely. Careful. Careful. I'll help you.
Ooh, careful. Okay.
Ooh.
Oof. Oh. Looks to be... Huh. Oh, I know what this is. This is an old shaving kit.
Oh.
Kind of a straight edge razor and a brush for the face.
Yes, a face brush. Oh, wow. Perfect mint condition.
Mint condition looks never to be used.
It never once used, except there's a little, some sort of little smudge on the razor blade there. It's like a little red,
bit of rust.
It looks more like a little red paint or some sort of substance on there. Just a little stain, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you ever seen that musical Sweeney Todd?
I have. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, this... I think the handle for this brush here... Oh, Enid, you're beautiful. This brush here, I believe...
Thank you, dear.
I think this is... Enid, honest to God, I think this is ivory here.
Think this is what?
Ivory. You know, from an elephant tusk.
From an elephant tusk? Oh, you know, I'm really against, you know, hunting and stuff and ivory. You know, that whole the whole trade. But God, when I see a nice piano, or God, when I see a nice... hand-done pocket knife handle, or God, when I see a, you know, something else carved in ivory, I just think, oh my gosh, it is pretty, isn't it?
You do get a sense of why they did in the first place. Absolutely.
You're like, okay, well, I guess if it looks this good, then it must be worth it.
Right. I think, you know, they thought, the poachers back then, the elephants, you know, they'll keep making more elephants, but
yeah,
at a certain point, you know, they kind of can't, because here they are in shaven brushes.
That's absolutely right, and I'm glad you're keeping up in your National Geographics.
Well, we do have stacks and stacks of them at the store. When I'm behind the register, normal times, I read the National...
Pull one up.
Projection. What is it called? National Treasure.
National
National Treasure.
You read National Treasure magazine.
Yeah, with the yellow frame around it. And I learn a lot while I'm sitting there at the
cash register. Darling, it's called National Geographic magazine.
That doesn't sound right.
All right. Well, let's take a look at this here. Shaven. I mean, look, I could certainly use one of these. I mean, this looks for like a perfectly usable. This does not look defunct to me.
Which, you know, Enid, every week I do have to remind you this isn't shopping hour. This is business hour.
Oh, no, I know.
So we gotta, you know, this is a valuable piece of antique here. I'm just saying, yeah.
I wouldn't want to get rid of this if I were whoever dropped it off. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Well, we do expect, you know, a bit of a... People do this out of the kindness of their hearts. They want to give back.
They do. They do. Us. It's true. They want to give back to us, a poor little... A poor little couple of vagrant bums.
We do have a beautiful antique house, though, we should say.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it's very, very fragile. So we barely leave the house.
Well, we're compromised and we can't.
We can't anyway. So, like, why would we? We get people to do it for us.
So, I think, you know, instead of saying, oh, I could use this. Oh, this looks usable.
Sure.
Those are the kind of things, those comments that we can put in the eBay description with Brian and get a little profit here.
We get a little bang for our buck. No, I know. I just love, when I love something, I love something. You know, when I see something, I'm just like, oh, you never know. But yeah, let's sell it.
That's why I love you, Enid. You have a heart of gold. And when you see something, you do love something.
I literally do have a heart of gold. I have an antique heart, sort of a pewter gold.
And I have a bronze hip.
It's true. And look, never, don't discredit the precious metals when it comes to, you know, replacing vital organs or nothing, or bones even.
No, I've even heard of a gentleman with a jade collarbone.
That's right. That's exactly who I was thinking about.
I think it's Ben or Jerry, actually.
Might be.
All right, we've got to take another break and we'll be right back with some local happenings and news reporting. All right, and we're back. And this is the part of the podcast where we discuss local happenings and news reporting of northeast central Wisconsin.
That's exactly right. You nailed it.
Thanks, hon. You go ahead. What do you got for us this week?
All right. Well, unfortunately, okay, so I'll go first for sure. Unfortunately, I don't have the best update, you know, but, you know, it's about reporting, you know, what goes on. So, unfortunately, Miriam Esser, age 93, of Middleton, passed away on Thursday, November 12, 2020.
Miriam.
Yeah, Miriam.
Did she die from it?
No, let's see here. Ba-ba-ba, she was born in Castle Rock, bee-bee-bee, daughter of Peter and Christina, bee-bee-bee.
Oh, yeah, I know Peter.
You do, yeah.
Church with us.
Oh, she
when
loved,
I was growing up.
She loved flowers and she loved music, so.
Oh, well, who doesn't?
She played, well, sure, but, okay, but don't be, you know, give her something.
Well, you know, maybe it was whoever was writing the
obituary. Well, here you go.
Know her so well.
Okay, Billen, why don't you shut your mouth? Why don't you shut your mouth, listen to what this and the next sentence here, Billen.
Goal.
She played guitar, accordion, and piano. She was a
accordion
member.
To who?
According to this, she played guitar, accordion, and piano.
She sounds like a right know-it-all here.
She was a member. Don't be rude. You're being so rude. She was
Myth
a member.
Makes me angry.
She was a member of a small band that played at many establishments in Western world, rural Wisconsin, and local establishments.
Oh, she was a Westernite then.
Yeah, but she looks like she went all over the place.
Well. Good for her.
Oh,
life will
God, live. So it's so rude of you to say.
Death makes me angry.
She's survived by a lot of folks, which is nice. She's got a lot of people.
She was the first of them to go, huh?
What's that?
I said she was the first of them to go, huh?
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, maybe she's the first one to go. Yeah.
Probably made unhealthy decisions.
I don't know if she did or didn't. It actually doesn't say why or how she died. I would have loved to sort of see that. I thought that's kind of what I was looking at here, but not. That's not really what an obituary is, I guess.
I guess not. I don't really know. I haven't died yet. All right, my turn.
Okay, your turn.
On a lighter note.
Sorry, you made me go first.
You know, every week I do tend to lean toward the Newsbreak website's pet project.
Sure.
WSAW in Auburndale.
Sure.
We this week we meet Banana and Blizzard.
Okay.
There are 2 4-year-old parakeets.
Oh.
They're in Wausau.
Wausau. Oh, Wausau.
They were.
Wausau.
They were surrendered to the Humane Society. I'm reading this word for word.
Sure.
Wausau for Wausau.
Wausau.
Banana and Blizzard. They're surrendered to the Humane Society of Marathon County. They're talkative birds. Love to sing.
Oh, we love to hear it.
And are not hand trained yet.
Oh, so that's a shame.
That is a shame. But
that's,
you know,
a real shame.
There's probably a few young ones out there who would like to hand train a parakeet or two.
Or, yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah, all it says here is that the pair of feathered friends is available for adoption at the HSMC. And for more information, visit their website at catsanddogs.org.
That's
it's real.
Is that really it? Okay. I was going to say, go.
Okay, well, one of them's white, one of them's yellow.
Perfect.
And, you know, if you...
Blizzard
if you
and Banana, of course. Obviously.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I feel like most pets are kind of named based on their color, which, yeah, fortunately, humans are not.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have access to the catsanddogs.org, you can call 715-845-2810.
And can we put... Do you think we can put a real whole number on out on the air, I wonder? If it's for a real thing that we're actually saying they should call and we're not making it up. Do you think it's okay that we leave it in?
Absolutely. I do it every week, and every week you question whether
or
not we can do it.
Alrighty then. I'm sorry. I was going to say, as a cute little name, instead of, we call it a parakeet. P-A-I-R.
A-O-K-E-E-T.
Right.
A parakeets.
Parakeets. Yeah.
What do you call a couple of books of poetry? A parakeets.
A parakeets. Oh!
Oh, wait. I'm thinking Keating, and I'm also thinking Yeats. And I kind of combined those
as
one.
Is Keats not a person? Maybe he's not.
Keats.
Good Keats.
Hmm.
That's perfect. Okay, well, someone died, but now there are 2 birds looking for love, and that's really something that's really nice. Isn't that nice?
If the location of the parakeets weren't listed so explicitly, I might think, you know, Miriam there owned them.
Maybe she had a bit of an accident.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And, you know,
I hope not.
What exactly happens when old people with pets die? Where do those pets go?
Where do the pets go?
The Humane Society.
Do they go to the pet? Where do they go? For real, where do they go? I don't even know. I can't even make up a joke about it or a real thought.
Were you going to cite your new favorite film, Pet Cemetery?
Well, I just saw it for, I it spooked me, but I was like, this must happen. This has got to happen.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know what you're
saying. I know,
seeing.
You wouldn't watch it because you're too scared. You're a little too scared.
I stick to rom-coms.
You love a rom-com made in Manhattan.
Sci-fi.
Failure
rom-com.
To the launch. Oh, failure
How
to the launch.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Wedding Planner. Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. The whole thing.
Valentine's Day. Mother's Day. New Year's Eve. New
Year's
Eve.
No, it's one of them. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
I like anything with a Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Runaway Bride. Come Back Home, Sally.
Or anything with a Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, sure. We already said Made in Manhattan.
Or a wedding planner, I think I said.
Oh, yes, wedding planner, of course.
Anyway, point is...
No, I don't know.
I will not be watching Pet Cemetery, and I don't know what happens to anyone after they die.
I won't watch it again, and I hope, you know, I hope after you die or I die, one, whoever dies first, I hope that the other doesn't come back to haunt the other.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that, Enid.
Well, you better start thinking about it, Biddlin.
Now, but I guess, you know, if, let's say, oh, I haven't said it yet, Enid. Let's say you die first, hon.
Oh, God forbid. Oh, here I go.
God forbid, of course.
Of course you said that.
Of course, unspoken, God forbid. You die first.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't necessarily give me, take away the opportunity for me to haunt you. Well, I guess it does, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. My logic is so sound.
So, but we could be ghosts together and haunting somebody together.
Eventually. Oh, should we kill each other?
If we die at the same time, who are we going to haunt together?
Oh, we could haunt someone, maybe a...
Brian?
Brian? We should kill each other and haunt our boy Ryan.
Brian, hun. Brian.
I know, I keep saying Ryan, don't I? I don't really know. Sometimes I don't know. Who cares? It could be something. It could be Christopher for all I care. I don't care.
We could haunt Ben and Jerry.
Oh my
god. You know,
gosh.
I think this ice cream thing we got here is kind of haunted Ben and Jerry.
It is kind of haunted Ben and Jerry. You're absolutely right. Oh, where'd you go? She's here back. You're back. He's back. My husband.
Oh dear. How dare ya?
Oh dear ya. How dare ya, Ben and Jerry? Oh.
All right.
All right.
This has been us.
This has been us. And remember, folks, of course, the show is called What? Defunct.
What defunct?
What defunct? All right, see you in your dreams.
No. Well, listen, before we go.
Was Enid, that not good?
Enid.
I really was trying to, I really thought that would be the end.
She's a ghostophile, folks. She likes the spooky. But I will be the serious one here and say if you've got antiques or anything that is no longer functioning or in production and it is considered to be an antique or defunct, you can drop it on by the shop down on Main. And we'll leave it for 14 days and we'll talk about it next week.
Absolutely.
Or in 2 weeks.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And
you
see you in your dream.
No, Enid, no!
Thank you for listening. That was What Defunct with Enid and Billent Mert.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. And if you have the chance, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Only if you have the slightest opportunity. And also if you're doing that, if you're like, oh, I'm a fan of these guys, follow us on Twitter at Max Natalie and Instagram at Max Natalie Comedy.
And we do have a Facebook page. We don't care about it, but
we do. But you know what, Zuckerberg?
We don't know how to tag videos anymore. So
if you
youngins can figure it out, let us know.
We do not have a TikTok.
And we will not. And good night. Can you imagine if we had a TikTok?
This has been a Cook Wrap production.
That was pretty good.
That was good.